and Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The Israel-Hamas war and efforts to ensure continued support for Ukraine dominated a Friday summit between U.S. President Joe Biden, European Commission Chief Ursula von der Leyen, and European Council President Charles Michel. White House Bureau Chief Patsy Whitaker-Sura has this report.
The now two-week-long war between Israel and Hamas in Gaza and 20 months of Russia's invasion on Ukraine form the backdrop of the U.S.-EU summit in Washington between European Commission Chief Ursula von der Leyen, European Council President Charles Michel, and U.S. President Joe Biden.
We stood together to support the brave people of Ukraine in the face of Putin's aggression, and we stood together to tackle the economic challenges and establish standards to guide our relationship with China. And we're standing together now to support Israel in the wake of Hamas's appalling terrorist attack.
The transatlantic partners also aim to curb China's growing power and improve ties to the global south, as well as keep North Korea's and Iran's weapons program in check. Patsy Whitaker-Suara, VOA News, Washington.
Congressional chaos and opposition will be a hurdle for President Joe Biden as he pushes for $105 billion in funding for Israel, Ukraine, border security, humanitarian assistance, and countering China. Friday's announcement follows Biden's Oval Office address the night before, when he made the case for deepening U.S. support for its allies in the midst of two wars. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the Democratic president's budget request, quote, is critical to advancing America's national security and ensuring the safety of the American people. But the chances of progress on Capitol Hill are in doubt because of political resistance and Republican infighting that has left the House of Representatives at a standstill. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hamas has freed two American hostages being held in the Gaza Strip, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Judith Ranan from the Chicago area and her 17-year-old daughter Natalie are safe and with Israeli authorities. Blinken and President Biden met a few days ago with families of some of the hostages.
No family anywhere should have to experience this torture.
Blinken says the work is far from over.
There are still 10 additional Americans who remain unaccounted for.
Blinken says it's important to keep the vision alive, that people can live and work together in that region. He calls the alternative stark: Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran.
It's destruction, it's death, it's terrorism, it's darkness.
President Biden says work continues around the clock to free the hostages. Ed Donahue, Washington.
An assessment by French military intelligence indicates the most likely cause of the explosion at Gaza City's Al-Ali Hospital was a Palestinian rocket, according to a senior French military official. The official says the assessment points to a rocket carrying an explosive charge of about 5 kilograms and possibly misfired. Officials in Hamas ruled Gaza blamed an Israeli strike for the hospital explosion Tuesday. Israel denied it was involved and said evidence showed the blast was caused by a rocket misfired by Islamic Jihad, another Palestinian militant group. Islamic Jihad denied responsibility. The next step for House Republicans remains unclear after they booted out Congressman Jim Jordan as their House Speaker nominee. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Don Bacon says they now have a clean slate and can find someone else.
I could think of six on the top of my head that would be great candidates.
Though Dusty Johnson doesn't want to speculate on names.
I want to make sure that we've got somebody who I think is mission-driven, somebody who wants to do something rather than somebody who wants to be something.
Johnson says it'll take time to find that person. St. Anselm College political analyst Chris Galdieri isn't sure one exists.
It is just really difficult to see anybody who would be able to bring all of these different factions of the party together.
As the GOP dysfunction continues,
there is only one way out.
Top House Democrat Hakeem Jeffries says that's a bipartisan agreement to reopen the House.
We want a partnership.
Galdieri doesn't think that possibility exists either.
We're probably in the realm of, you know, sort of West Wing fan fiction when we talk about that.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Donald Trump has been fined $5,000 after a disparaging social media post about a key court staffer in his New York civil fraud case was allowed to linger on his campaign website after the judge ordered it deleted. Engoron said in a written ruling Friday that he decided on a nominal fine because Trump's lawyer said the website's retention of the post was inadvertent and a first-time violation. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA.